With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. has succeeded in blocking a global fee on shipping emissions as international meeting adjourned today with no new regulations. That was in London, and correspondent Haya Panjawi has a report.
The world's largest maritime nations have been discussing ways to move the shipping industry away from fossil fuels. On Thursday, U.S. President Donald Trump urged countries on social media to vote against the regulations. The proposed regulations would have set a marine fuel standard and imposed fees for emissions above allowable limits. Shipping emissions have grown to about 3% of the global total, increasing calls for action. Saudi Arabia called for a vote to adjourn the meeting for a year. More than half the countries agreed. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Former Trump advisor John Bolton has pleaded not guilty to charges of sharing classified information. We get more on that from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Bolton entered his plea in a Maryland courtroom and was ordered released from custody. The Justice Department case accuses him of emailing classified information to family members and keeping top secret documents at his home. The 76-year-old Bolton is a longtime fixture in Republican foreign policy circles and served for more than a year in Trump's first administration as National Security Advisor.
That is Greg Cluxton reporting. Ford has announced a safety recall for nearly 300,000 vehicles in the U.S.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the rearview camera system may not display images properly in certain lighting conditions. That could increase the risk of a crash. The recall includes certain 2020 through 2022 F-250 SD, F-350 SD, and F-450 SD vehicles. Ford says it has received 10 reports regarding this condition, but is not aware of any accidents or injuries. I'm Mike Hempen.
Another hospital gets out of the sex change business.
Fenway Health Center in Boston says it will no longer perform so-called gender transition surgeries on children now that the Trump administration has threatened to withdraw federal funding from any facility that does them. A growing number of major hospitals have abandoned sex change operations on kids, and more are expected to do so in coming weeks. More than half of the states have also passed laws that ban these kinds of surgeries on minors. Michael Harrington reporting.
Oklahoma's new public school superintendent is rescinding a mandate from his predecessors that required schools to place Bibles in classrooms and incorporate the scriptures into lesson plans for students. The directive last year from former superintendent Ryan Walters prompted a lawsuit from various liberal organizations, and it is pending before the Oklahoma Supreme Court. It was to have applied to students in grades 5 through 12. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt appointed Lyndon Fields to that office. This is SRN News. Two bright green comets streaming through the skies.
And they're visible to sky gazers in the northern hemisphere. Both hail from the outer edges of our solar system. Comet Lemon will have its closest brush with Earth on or around Tuesday. To spot the pair, go outside just after sunset and look for Comet Lemon close to the horizon. Comet Swan is traveling away from the sun and will also be near the horizon, but to the southwest. The comets appear green because of gases streaming off their surfaces. From Earth, they'll look like gray fuzzy patches. Keith Peters, Washington.
Things are booming on Wall Street, not far from the close, about an hour and a half away now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now up close to 300 points. The NASDAQ up by 120. The S&P 500 right now up by just about 40 points. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.